The United States is canceling or suspending more than $400 million worth of projects in the Palestinian territories. It's shifting some of that money to help meet basic humanitarian needs. The U.S. is changing the way it aids the Palestinians because it wants to make sure U.S. money doesn't help the new government run by Hamas. The U.S. considers the group a terrorist organization. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. diplomats who were caught off guard by the election victory of Hamas have spent the last few months doing a top-to-bottom review of U.S. aid programs in the West Bank and Gaza. Now that a new Hamas government is in place and has refused to renounce violence or recognize Israel, as the U.S. and others had demanded, the U.S. announced cuts to aid programs that indirectly help the Palestinian government. The State Department's top Middle East official, David Welch, said the U.S. is redirecting aid to non-governmental groups and plans to boost by 30% its contribution to UNRWA, the United Nations agency that aids Palestinians.
We will renew our focus on humanitarian assistance, and particularly health, food, and education to the Palestinian people directly. As you all know, most American assistance has traditionally been provided directly to the Palestinian people through contractors and NGOs. Only on very rare exceptions have we provided any assistance to the Palestinian Authority itself.
No money will go directly to the Palestinian Authority now, and Assistant Secretary Welch said most infrastructure projects are suspended too.
Because of the difficulties of doing that without interacting with the cabinet and ministries of a Hamas government, we've elected to suspend or cancel most of that work.
U.S. diplomats have been told they can't have any contacts with officials in Hamas-led government ministries. Though the U.S. approach has been much tougher than others, Welch said there is growing international pressure on Hamas. Today in Brussels, the European Union's executive body announced that it will not authorize any payments through or to the Hamas-led government for now. A spokeswoman called it a technical, temporary situation, as European officials consider different options for getting aid to the Palestinian people. Hamas leaders condemn the move. The EU is the main financial backer of the Palestinian Authority, and without Europe's aid, the Hamas government is unlikely to be able to meet even its payroll needs. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.